So much by way of preface. Now we come to tonight's subject proper, which is, as I've said, the origin and development of the Bodhisattva ideal. And when one comes up against this subject, when one begins to speak upon this subject of the Bodhisattva ideal, though one might have studied it for many, many years, though one might even have spoken on it before many, many times, all the same, one hardly knows where to begin. Even in the handful, there are so many leaves, as it were, one hardly knows which one to take up first. But these lectures are meant for beginners as well as for more advanced students. So perhaps it is better this evening to begin right at the beginning with the word Bodhisattva itself. It's a Sanskrit word, and it may well be unfamiliar to at least some of you. The word Bodhisattva consists of two parts, Bodhi and Sattva. Bodhi means knowledge. It means awakening. Not knowledge in the ordinary sense, not awakening in the ordinary sense, but knowledge in the sense of supreme knowledge, spiritual knowledge, knowledge of reality. An awakening, in the same sense, awakening to reality, awakening to the ultimate truth of things, seeing, penetrating to the heart of existence, seeing reality, seeing truth face to face, and becoming one with it. Bodhi is, of course, in English translations, usually rendered as enlightenment. And that's good enough, provisionally speaking, provided, of course, we don't understand enlightenment in the 18th century rationalistic sense, provided we understand it in its full spiritual, even transcendental sense. And this enlightenment, this Bodhi, this supreme spiritual knowledge, this transcendental wisdom, this great spiritual awakening, this, we may say, is the ultimate goal of the Buddhist life. This is what we're really concerned with. This is what we're really concerned about. Enlightenment, awakening, supreme knowledge. Now, sattva, the second part of the word, means simply a living being. Not necessarily a human being. It can mean any living being, even an animal, even an insect. So bodhisattva means an enlightenment being, a being of awakening, if you like. And therefore the term means a being whose whole life is dedicated to the attainment of enlightenment. This is what a bodhisattva means. This is the meaning of the word. A being whose whole life, all of whose energies are devoted, dedicated to the attainment of this knowledge of reality, this state of enlightenment. So in a sense we may say, to begin with provisionally, the Bodhisattva is the ideal Buddhist. The Buddhist ideally is devoted, is dedicated to following the teaching of the Buddha, and by following that teaching to reach, to realize the same spiritual experience of enlightenment as the Buddha himself. So therefore we may say that the Bodhisattva, the one whose whole being, whose whole life, all of whose energies are devoted to the attainment of enlightenment, this Bodhisattva is the ideal Buddhist. We may also say therefore that the Bodhisattva ideal is the Buddhist ideal itself. The Bodhisattva ideal is the ideal of the higher evolution, of one's self-transformation from unenlightened to enlightened humanity. The Bodhisattva ideal, in a word, is the ideal of the attainment of Buddhahood. Now, this is the literal meaning, and I've gone into it a little more carefully and closely than usual for the benefit of those who might not have encountered this word or this ideal before at all. So this is the literal meaning of the word Bodhisattva. It's what logicians call the denotation of the term, the plain, simple, straightforward verbal meaning. But there's also what is known as the connotation. The connotation means various associated shades of meaning which are not given directly in the literal meaning of the term itself. And the connotation of the term Bodhisattva is expressed by an important rider, as it were, to the main definition. a bodhisattva is defined, a bodhisattva is described as one who is dedicated to the attainment of enlightenment, not for his own sake only, but for the benefit of all living beings. This is the full doctrinal, traditional definition of the term bodhisattva. Not just one who is seeking for enlightenment, striving for enlightenment, but one who is seeking and striving for it, not just for his own benefit, not just for his own individual emancipation, his own private nirvana, but so that he may benefit, so that he may lead to the same state all living beings whatsoever. So this is the rider, as it were, which is added. So what is the significance of this rider? Why was it added? Why was it not merely said that the bodhisattva aims at the attainment of enlightenment? Surely that was enough. Why add this qualification, this rider, for the benefit of all living beings? Why this implied distinction, as it were, between the attainment of enlightenment for one's own sake and the attainment of enlightenment for the sake of others? Now, to understand this matter, we have to go back to the origins of Buddhism. We have to get down to certain fundamentals of human life, human nature, human character itself.